Blog Talk Radio.
Give her.
Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Bible Study. How's everybody doing this evening? I'm going to open up the line to everybody so that you all can be on. Pastor, go ahead. He's not the preacher and the pastor, so this is the Bible Study. He's looking like, we on this line today. Welcome, my mother. Hey, Sister Bentley. Good evening. Good evening, everybody. How y'all doing? Hello?
Hello?
We can hear on the Bible study, so everybody's line is open. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Mama, you sound like you lost. What's going on?
Huh?
Yeah. You sound like you lost.
Like,
hello,
y'all came
sound
on
like
line. Hey, well, you came on line praying, but praying.
Oh, okay, you're praying. We thank God for the 7 o'clock hour to be in God's presence. The Bible says, well, there are two or more gathered in His name, there He is in the midst. So we just thank you, Heavenly Father, for being in the midst, oh God. We know with you that all things are possible. We don't have to fear or worry or what's going to happen or what may not happen, Father God. We trust in you for all things, oh God. We ask, oh God, as we study your word right now in the name of Jesus Christ, that you open up our understanding, Lord, and bless us with revelation and knowledge and understanding of your word, that we may apply to our daily lives, that we may live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you and we love you. We thank you for this opportunity, Father God, to come to the throne room of grace, boldly asking and receiving in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, Father God, we ask right now that you allow the scripture to take root and manifest in us mind, body, soul, and spirit, and be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you will keep us in perfect peace. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We come against every hindering spirit. Every spirit of accusation, every spirit of insinuation, right now with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, any spirit that would try to stop us from receiving with the word of God that is going forth at this time, with the blood of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that you are destroyed, that you are dead, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree and declare that we are the righteousness of God. And Father God, we just want to say thank you for your righteousness, because by you, Father God, that we are righteous in Christ Jesus. Lord, we love you. We thank you. We thank you for all this in Bible study on tonight, Father God, for we know some are on the road, Father God, trying to get to a safe place. So we pray for traveling grace and mercy for those that are on the road right now. Oh, Father God, that you'll go before them, preparing the way, oh God, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we thank you. Oh Lord, you know all what we need, Father God. Let every need be met, Lord God. Everyone is in Bible study. All that we're concerned about in love, Father God, we give it all over to you. We cast all our cares and burdens, oh Lord, to you, Father God. We take our hands off. And Lord, we ask that you just have your way right now. Let thy will be done, Father God. Not our will, but your will, Father God. Let thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we bless you, Lord God. We give it all over to you. For our life is not our own. We give our life to you, Father God, so that you can use us, Father God. Oh Lord, do it for us, oh God. Do it for your name's sake, Father God. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Welcome, 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 welcome. And so right now we have Sister Darvina Dudley on. Darvina, you there?
Yes, ma'am. Glory.
Oh, hey, God bless you. Sister Dillard is here. Sister Henderson is having some issues with her phone. We thank God that she'll be here next Wednesday. And all those who are on the road today, so we pray everybody's protection and safety at this time. And then welcome Pastor Manny. Is on the line as well. And so today we're talking about testimony. Testimony. And it is so important that we share our testimony. So that's what we're going to talk about today, because so many of us that are here, that are out there, that are walking in Christ now, we have a testimony for where we were and where God has brought us to and how God is still working on us. And so when we think about testimony and understanding what does it mean when we say testimony, having a personal testimony, it is simply the presented in terms of your own, excuse my phone, good news, presented in terms of your own experience. So it is the experiential, practical, and lived side of the proclamation of the gospel. So it is the sharing where your life and God's action have intersected. So we're going to talk about that today, about testimony. And if you want to share your testimony, you know, please do so. You know, share your testimony. The Bible tells us in Luke, we will start off in Revelation 12 and 11 here, you all. I'm sorry, we're going to start off in Revelation 12. Let's start off in verse verse 7. Okay, let's start at verse 7. Revelation 7 through 14. 7 through 12, I'm sorry, 7 through 12. We'll start off here. So we're talking about testimony. And, you know, I was in the car yesterday. Me and my husband, we were out and about. And there was a white guy walked up to me. He looked about in his 40s. And he was passing out these little flyers. I'm sure you have all probably ran across one or two people. It's a flyer, and it has like a red heart on it. Have you all had that experience where someone walked up to you and they tell you about how they how many of y'all have had that experience where people walking up with these flyers and they have these red hearts on them, and they were in some kind of drug program, and they're out telling their testimony. Have
on
you all had that experience on the counter, or they'll walk up to you with it?
At the car, at the red light.
Yeah, so I was in the parking lot, and my husband was in the store, and I was waiting. He came up to the window, you know, and I just kind of cracked the window, and he asked me, asked me if he could, you know, talk to me, and I was like, okay, so I cracked the window, and I was like, okay, so he showed me the flyer. I said, oh, yeah, I've already got one of those before. Somebody's already given me a flyer, so I know a little bit about this. So he began to tell me his testimony. So then I told him I was a pastor. He said, oh, so what's your testimony? So he was asking me for my testimony, and testimonies are to encourage, you know, the believer and even the unbeliever to be able to believe that God will do it because God did it in us or God did it in that person. And he was giving his testimony for how he was on heroin and how he was in the street and, you know, how God, you know, cleaned him up when he gave his life over to God. And so I began to listen to him as he was giving his testimony. He was eager to give his testimony. And then he was eager to know my testimony, you know, as far as being a pastor. You know, what did I go through? What did God do for me? And how did I get to where I'm at? And so he asked me about my testimony, and then he asked me if he could pray for me. And so, and the reason why I'm saying it is because a lot of us have a testimony. Now, everybody won't share their testimony, but we have a testimony for where God has, you know, brought us from, because I believe every believer has been through something. Whether they want to share it or not, we've all been through something, and there's a testimony, even being birthed right now in this ministry, in the gospel public ministry. So we thank God for the birthing of the testimony, even in this ministry with us, are coming together, and, you know, God allowing us to get here and be where we're at. And when you look back over your life, you see what God has brought you from, and that you can testify the goodness of the Lord in your life, and that helps someone else. And they say, wait a minute. And they're looking at you now and saying, there's no way that you went through all of that. You just can't make me believe that that used to be you. And then if you have any pictures and you show them, they say, wait a minute, that don't look nothing like you. And you saying, yeah, that was me. And they say, really? And they just can't believe it. So when they saw, you know, when they hear your testimony, it makes them start feeling like, you know what, I can do that. And then those who knew you when they look at where you've come from and how far you've come, they start believing that if God can do it for her or God can do it for them or in him, I know God can do it for me. So then now they've heard your testimony, and guess what? Now they're walking in their testimony. So now some of us are still walking in our testimony. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So I know my mom is excited. I can hear it in your spirit. Hallelujah. About the testimony that God is doing. Because sometimes we don't understand what God is doing. We're going through it, and we're like, Lord, I just understand. And then when you come out of that thing, and then you tell people, well, y'all don't even know the times I was up hurting and crying, and, you know, when I thought I wasn't going to make it, when I was ready to throw in the towel. Matter of fact, I threw in the towel, and God threw it back to me. And, you know, I just, you know, but God did it for me, and God can do it for you. And the person is looking at you, and it's only, you know what I'm saying? There ain't no way. You say, no, I was there. I was there when everything seemed like it was shutting down and cutting off, and the lights were out. God made a way out of no way, and they looking at you, and you can see their eyes begin to brighten up where there was darkness. Now light begins to shine because now you're shedding that light on their life by your testimony.
Amen.
So we thank God for the Bible study today about, you know, our testimony as we, you know, go more into our testimony here. Let's see what the Bible says here. We look at Revelation chapter 12. Let's start at verse 7 through 12 here.
All right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. So when we look here at Revelation chapter 12, verse 7, y'all let me know when y'all there, and then I'll start. I don't want to go before.
Amen.
You.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, we're there. Amen.
Everybody have it?
Amen.
Okay. It brings us to so many different testimonies in the Bible, but let's start here. The Bible says in Revelation 12, verse 7, and war broke out in heaven, and Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Verse 10 says, then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. Verse 11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time. So when we look at these scriptures, it tells us so many things here. As we're talking about our testimony, there's so much that goes before we walk in that testimony, before we can decree and declare and testify what God has done for us. There's so much that happens, you know, before we get the testimony, as we walk into it and as we receive the testimony, and then we can decree and declare and testify what God has done. So when we look at these scriptures here in verse 7, much more happened to Christ's birth, death, and his resurrection than most people realize. A war between the forces of good and evil was underway. So with Christ's resurrection, Satan's ultimate defeat was assured. So some believe that Satan's fall to the earth took place at Jesus' resurrection or ascension, and that the 1260 days, which is 3.5 years, is a symbolic way of referring to the time between Christ's first and second coming. So others say that Satan's defeat will occur in the middle or of a literal 7-year tribulation period. So following the rapture of the church and preceding the second coming of Christ and the beginning of Christ, 1,000-year reign, whatever the case. So we must remember that Christ is victorious. So Satan has already been defeated because of Christ's death on the cross. So when we decree and declare this, and when we tell others, when we testify the good work of the Lord and what Jesus has already done, we're testifying to the believer and the unbeliever to keep them steadfast, and so that the unbeliever can ask, how can I be saved? Because of our testimony, we can testify. So when we look at verse 9, the devil is not a symbol or a legend. He is very real. So originally, Satan was an angel of God. Understand that you are Satan was an angel of God. They understand there are good angels and bad angels. As we're talking about testimony, I want to give more information as well. So originally, Satan was an angel of God, but through his own pride, he became corrupt. So the devil is God's enemy, and he constantly tries to hinder God's work. But he is limited by God's power and can do only what he is permitted to do. So the name Satan means accuser. So he actively looks for people to attack. Okay, so Satan likes to pursue believers who are vulnerable in their faith, who are spiritually weak, or who are isolated from other believers. So it's important, you know, as we come together, you all, and you know, and give our testimony, that we come together and congregate together, and we pray together, and we touch and agree together. And the devil is defeated. He does not want us to come together. He wants to stay by ourselves. So people say, "Oh, I'm a private person. I like to be by myself." Those people are vulnerable. Even as believers, they are vulnerable because they're by themselves. Who can help you? Who can help you fight and defeat the enemy? Understand, he has access. He has power, but he doesn't have all power. God has all power. So even though God permits the devil to do his work in this world, God is still in control. And Jesus has complete power over Satan. He defeated Satan when he died and rose again for the sins of mankind. So one day Satan will be bound forever, never again to do his evil work. So what do we do when we give our testimony to those that don't believe? We can tell them what Christ did. We can give them a reference of the Bible and say, you know, because I have Christ, you know, I am an overcomer through Christ Jesus. So when we look at verse 10, many believe that until this time, Satan still had access to God. So, but here, his access forever is barred, so he can no longer accuse people before God. So we ask ourselves, now, how is it that Satan has this access? You know, how did he have this access? Once again, he was an angel of God, so he had access because he once was in heaven. So
understand that he's the accuser. So when we look at verse 11, as the Bible says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. So the critical blow to Satan came when the Lamb, Jesus Christ, shed his blood for our sins. The victory is won by sacrifice. So Christ's death in our place to pay the penalty for our sin and the sacrifice we made because of our faith in him as we face the battle with Satan, we should not fear it or try to escape from it, but we should loyally serve Christ, who alone brings victory. So this is our testimony that we can testify to others with Christ Jesus. We are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for our sins. So we have, through Jesus Christ, we have life, and we have eternal life and abundant life because of Christ Jesus. And then when we look at verse 12 here, the devil begins to step up his persecution because he knows that his time is short. So we're living in the last days, you all, and Satan's work has become more intense. When we look around us at what's going on today, but you don't have to fear and you don't have to worry because Jesus Christ has already defeated Satan, and you can decree that, declare that, you can testify that to one another, to others, you know, what Christ has done for you, what Christ has done in you, you know, giving your testimony. So even though the devil is very powerful, as we can see by the condition of our world, he is always under God's control. So one of the reasons God allows Satan to work evil and bring temptation is so that those who pretend to be Christ followers will be weaned out from Christ's true believers. So knowing that the last great confrontation with Jesus is near, Satan is desperately trying to recruit as great an enemy force as possible for this final battle. So you all, I guess why our testimony is so important, that we share it with one another and others so that they can be saved, so that they can start believing. Because a lot of times people don't believe until they hear your testimony, and they begin to believe, like, wait a minute, wow, that happened to you.
Amen.
God did it for you. God changed you. But not only they, you giving that testimony, but they can see the change. You know, your walk ain't the same. Your talk ain't the same. You don't even live the same. You know, it's one thing to give the testimony, but then walking and living in your testimony. Amen?
Amen.
So before I go any further, you all, does anybody have any questions, any comments, as we were studying here tonight in Bible study? Welcome, Ms. Connie. Sister Mackey. Sharon Mackey. Is that Sharon?
I do. Huh?
Is that Sharon? Sister Mackey, is that you?
Oh, it's me. It's me and your mom.
Who? No, I know that's you, but I'm saying that just came on. I'm saying Sharon came into Bible study.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I did. Sharon. Okay, I thought it was Miss Sunny. All right, God bless you, Sister Mackey. Thank God for you. So we're talking about testimony here. Did anybody have, you know, any questions or comments? You know, even if you want to share your testimony or about your testimony, realizing today, oh, I do have a testimony about what God is doing.
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
First of all, I must have went to the
wrong. Who you are.
What was this? Oh, this is Carol Dillard.
All
right. Bible study, what was the chapter 7? Revelation 7?
Revelation chapter 12. Verse 7.
Oh, I'm everywhere. I'm like, where is she reading this? And I don't even see where I went to the wrong thing.
Welcome, Miss Connie.
Just came in.
Welcome, Miss Connie,
to
Bible study.
My testimony is, as I started taking a walk with God and Jesus, so after 40-day fasting, I had been sick since going through sickness. Since a little after March 6th, wake up my muscle, everything, every morning, like every day is like crying, everything. Calling my daughter, she praying for me. I couldn't drive. I couldn't do nothing. I had my sister here. All I could do is just have somebody wait on me. But as the days went by and I started believing and trusting, it took a while to be. I believe one minute, then doubt the next minute. Believe and doubt. And I have become such a big old crybaby. I done cried so much.
Okay.
And as of today, I still cry. You know, God is still healing me.
Yes.
So my testimony is just to keep on keeping on, because he will heal. We're going to have the times that we give, we can fall and Lord, Lord, Lord. But I tell, help me with my unbelief. And
yes,
he got
Lord.
More for me to come. It seemed like Satan said, mm-hmm. okay, here go this, here go this. There's another thing coming. No, I trust in God. He going to continue on. This is just the beginning of my journey. So that's my
yes.
testimony. Just keep on keeping on and have that faith. And it's okay
yes.
to cry.
Okay,
amen.
What a great amen. Testimony. Definitely, what a great testimony. That testimony
amen.
Definitely helps us all amen. To be able to keep
yes.
faith, you know, and to keep on going.
Yes.
Because
yes.
you know, just hearing you say that, you know, like that's something that I needed. I needed that today. So
amen.
I appreciate your
Jesus.
Testimony.
Amen.
Yes, I remember, you know, now she's driving everywhere and shopping and going
sure,
to people's
man.
House cleaning up. And she's
and
everywhere now.
I
mean, well, she can, yeah,
amen.
She can even
thank
get out.
God,
she can,
Lord,
you know, I remember that. So I
yeah.
thank God I see, you know,
amen.
People
thank
seeing
God.
That. They like, wow. So we thank God for your
yeah.
testimony today. It helps
amen.
So many people. What I wanted
amen.
To say is this, and if anybody else will have something to say, I will, we'll come to it right quick here. But you all remember the Samaritan woman. That was written about in John 4.
Mm-hmm.
She taught,
uh-huh.
you know, that
yes,
it teaches us not
yes,
to worry
yes.
as much. She had advanced by telling people that she had just met a man that knew everything about her.
Yeah.
So she was testifying.
Yeah.
She went there, you know, she went there and the appetite enough
Jeez.
That they,
yeah.
they came to meet
yeah.
this man for themselves. When they did, they realized
mm-hmm.
and believed that he was the Savior of the world. So the Samaritan woman shared a simple
yes.
testimony about what she
yes.
saw and experienced. You know, so many came by her testimony. So he told
mm-hmm.
me everything about me. And she was so excited
yes.
about it that she testified,
yes.
with, you know, what Jesus did, you know, just that right there. And others began to believe
yes.
and receive him right then and there as the Savior of the world. So there's people that are waiting for your testimony to hear your testimony. So when we look at Mark 5:19, Jesus said something similar. Go home to your family and tell them everything the Lord has done for you and how merciful he has been. So when you discover something wonderful or a pearl worth a great price, your first response should be to treasure and to be grateful for it. But then your next response should be to share it with others. Joy and peace are meant to be shared as often
yes,
as possible.
Lord.
And through our testimony, we do that.
Yes. Hallelujah.
All right, Pastor Man, you said you had a testimony? Or something you wanted to share regarding this topic. We're talking about today, if you all are just getting on to Bible study, we're talking about testimony, how important it is that we share our testimony, you know, and as believers, you know, how we all have a testimony, whether we want to share it or not. We've been somewhere, you know, we've come out of places, we've been sick, we've been down, we've been hurt. You know, a lot of times we think it has to be something drastic, you know, but God, whenever we come to Christ, we should be testifying that, you know, God has brought us from where we are in our walk with Christ. You know, that's a testimony of seeing, you know, just like God called, you know, the 12 disciples to follow him, you know, that's a testimony. And they went around testifying to the world and preaching the gospel about and all that they've seen that Jesus did and what Jesus did in their life. And so even if it's not your own, if you want to just share, like I was telling everyone here, that the man that walked up to me, and, you know, and it's something, because I think every one of us have had an encounter with someone from that ministry. With the red, you probably got it. It's a little piece of paper that they give you with a red heart on it, and they'll tell you kind of, you know, about the ministry as far as helping recovering addicts. And they walked up to me, and he told me his testimony, and he asked me, "What is your testimony?" I've never had anybody to ask me, "What is your testimony?" So, and that kind of tricked me to say, you know, when you talk about testimonies and how important it is that we, you know, we give our testimony, and then at the right time. Amen.
Amen.
I think that was
someone
Amen.
Else. That wasn't me. That was someone else that said they had a testimony.
Oh, okay.
Let's go ahead on and go first.
Yes. This
okay.
is Miss Connie.
Thank you.
Miss Connie.
Yes. And as Chantel knows, I've been sick for about 3 weeks now. I have severe, severe, severe asthma to the point where my lungs collapsed. Took the paddles on me to bring me back. That's how bad my lungs are. But for the last 3 weeks, I caught a summer cold, and it settled in my chest and me down. And I hadn't been down since 2017. And I was down. And then they found a spot on my lung. And I, for a minute, for just a minute, I got scared because my cousin, she's 45 years old, had a spot on her lung. And it turned out to be a tumor, and it was malignant, and she passed last Tuesday. And it scared me when they, you know, so they wanted to do it again, the test, the CT scan, the pulmonary embolism test. So I had it done, and there is a God. The spot is gone.
Amen, it sure is.
She said the spot is gone.
They don't know what happened. She couldn't, my doctor is a specialist, could not explain it, but it's not fair. She even showed me the paperwork that showed it said unremarkable lungs, clear, strong, perfect, no problem.
Oh, God is good. God is good.
Amen. Amen.
That was, what I got on. I got that on Monday, and on Tuesday, I'm sorry. And then she told me to drive out there and get a echogram, a pulmonary echogram, not the regular heart echogram. It's one that deals with, on the right side, that valve has a lot to do with your lungs. So she was trying to see what took me down. So she wanted to make sure that my heart is okay. So I'm out there in the parking lot at Herman Memorial in Sugar Land. And I'm out there sitting in the truck just thanking God. I hadn't got out to go in. And all of a sudden, uncontrollable tears, just relief. I didn't realize that I was so stressed about it. I mean, I thought I was really cool about it, but just the relief of the pressure and thanking God for his mercy and his grace. I cried for 30 minutes. Then I got out and went in to try to get my echogram done. But after that hard cry, and I didn't even see it coming, after that hard cry, it was like everything was lifted. I mean, I'm good.
Receive your healing. Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank God for you. Because I know it's many times that we were on the preaching the pastor show, or Miss Connie being in church service with us, and it was times when she said that she didn't feel well, and she, you know, she was on the show, but she mustered up enough strength, and, you know, she was, you know, better after each show. He would text me and say, oh, I feel better. At first, I didn't think I was going to be able to get on. And each time you thought you wasn't going to be able to, God made it where you did, where you were able to get on.
Yes,
and I do remember.
Amen.
Yes, thank God for your testimony. You want to say something?
Yes. I just want to say, Miss Connie, go ahead and give yourself about 7 seconds of giving God glory, because it sounds like you want to run or shout or something right now. Because it sounds like I want to run or shout just about to hear your testimony.
Amen. I have been down so bad that I couldn't even talk. I can text you, but I can't. I couldn't talk at all. I couldn't talk. 3 weeks I've been down. 3 weeks.
God,
you did
good.
Text me that you told me that you couldn't talk. But she was able to get on her service. She was able to get to Bible study, get on the preacher and the pastor, be a church service. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Answer prayers. You know, when we believe and we come together and we pray and we trust God in it, we just never know. It's the word of God that strengthens us. It's the word of God that heals us. And so we can come together. Sometimes the devil try to keep you right there. No, you can't do it. And you're thinking, all I got to do is just pick up the phone and believe, you know, and receive. Believe and receive. You know, because there'd be times where I hadn't felt well, and I tell my husband, I'm literally saying, oh, I don't feel well. But the moment I began to, you know, to pray and come together with believers on the preaching of pastor or Sunday service or whatever it is, I become strengthened.
But
it's the enemy that's trying to tell us we can't, you're too tired, you can sleep longer, you know, you're trying to stop us, you're too weak, you can't breathe, you can't, you've been like this for so long, you really believe you're going to say, you know, you've been in this place for so long, but we just trust God because there's a testimony. We don't understand, we're walking in our testimony, and that testimony is birthing, and when something is being birthed, you know, we are laboring to birth your testimony, and say, so, you know, if we women that had children, you know, those labor pains can be something else. And so
We thank God for your testimony, because somebody needs to hear that, you know, that God can turn it around just like that, where it look like, you know, it ain't going to be. I know I spoke with a chief apostle, Mark Robinson, on last week, and he said he hadn't really told anybody, and he began to tell people, you know, little by little, what was going on, that he was diagnosed with colon cancer. And I said, oh, okay, we're going to pray about it. I'm going to cover you in prayer, and we trust God for it. And he's like, yeah, you know, last time he had it was 35 years ago. So Monday morning, we began to, and this was last Monday, we began to pray for Apostle Mark in our intercessory prayer, and we fast from 6 to 12. And it's many people that we call, you know, we'll pray for you during that time. And so that same day, I didn't even know that he was having his consultation with the doctor. And all that we prayed for, when he went to the doctor, they said all his numbers was good. It looked good. They wasn't going to do any chemotherapy right now. Give it about 6 to 8 weeks. I said, by the time you go back, they're not going to find nothing. You fine. But they was like, well, what it looked like and what they thought it was is not. So they're not doing anything, because all his blood was looking good. And so we just thank God. And, you know, just having our call at that time, they call back. So that was a testimony, you know, and that can help somebody saying, I'm going through it right now, don't look like it. Because we'd be afraid, you know, sometimes we're afraid. And we, you know, even as believers, we have that moment where we fear. But then when we realize God has us, and no matter what it is, we're going to be all right, because we trust God, and we can have that peace. The peace has to pass all understanding. No matter what you go through, no matter what storm comes your way, whatever trials and tribulation in your life, you know, trusting in God and knowing God will do it. Oh, if we just believe.
Yes,
so thank you, Miss Connie and Sister Northern and Sister Billis, for your testimony. We thank God for it. Oh, my Lord. It is, it's a blessing. It is definitely a blessing. It's a blessing. You want to say something, Penny?
No. Go ahead. Go ahead with the lesson. Okay, you know, I'm enjoying these testimonies.
Amen. Amen. So we understand that our story, you know, our testimony is unique, even if you don't think so, they are. So there is a specific time when you first realize your need of a Savior. So then when you heard that there was one, you rejoiced, repented of wrongdoings, and believed. So it could be a memorable day, or simply a certain expanse of time in your life when you think back. So when was it for you? So when we think about it, like even for me, when I was going through something at the time in my life and God said, come now, you know, I have that testimony of people. I didn't even know what God was about to do with me. I didn't know that it existed. Oh, I couldn't begin to think all that God was going to do with me and take me from. He took me on a 40-day and 40-night fast, and I didn't even know what was about to happen. What I thought was going to happen didn't happen. But, I knew God was doing a new thing around about the 10th day. I knew God was doing a new thing, and I was just excited about what God is about to do with me. But I didn't know that he was birthing the ministry. I didn't know that he was about to get ready to send me out. And so at that time, I was going through the 40 days of the transformation and the changes and the divine directions and instructions I was given from God, and I was just going in places and testifying. I didn't know that, you know, at this time God was ordaining me himself. God was ministering to me himself. He was sending angels, and he was saying that man would not get the glory. And so he was doing everything in me, but he did gird me with people around me to pray with me to get me through those 40 days, because that was 40 days with no food. It was just me fasting and praying and seeking. It was a wilderness experience. I couldn't go to work. I couldn't do a show. I had to trust God. And God said, if you trust me, I'm going to do it. So I stayed in that place where I trusted God for everything, you know, for food on the table for my children. There was no one helping me. There was no money that was coming in. There was no work. I had opportunities to work and jobs were coming, but I couldn't take anything because I was trusting God to do it. I said, God, I'm going to stand here. I'm going to trust you. Whatever you want to do in me and for me, Father God, if I got to lose everything and be on the corner, Lord, as long as I have you, I'm okay. So God had to get me to that place where I trusted and believed in him. And so my testimony is God did it in me. God birthed the ministry. God ordained me a prophet to nations. God sent me to Africa and brought me back. That's my testimony. People don't even know the things I went through when I went to Africa. Yeah. But God brought me back. It's my testimony that God can do it. I went by myself trusting God. Was I afraid? Yes. But the moment I realized that God was sending me, I decree and declare that I would not fear. So I decree that I stood on the word of God with the power and the love and the sound mind. Yeah, and I went. Yeah. You know, when we tell God, send me, I will go. And you go believing and trusting. You don't go in doubt, shaking and being afraid. So I knew God was doing this new thing in me. So my testimony is that God took me from a place
It was no way. It was a point where I was like, death was at the door and nobody knew it, you know, because I was good at putting on a facade. I was good at telling jokes. I was good at making people laugh. I was good at doing that. But nobody knew what I was truly going through. But God, and they got telling people death was at the door. All I had to do was open the door and death would have just come in and took me out. But God said no.
He said no.
I surrendered all over to God, and I gave it all over to God, and God gave me my tongues. I didn't speak in tongues. Nobody taught me how to speak in tongues. Nobody taught me how to understand. God taught me. God, he ministered me because I gave it all over him, and I trusted him to do it. So if you want to know my testimony, I've been through some things.
Hallelujah.
But God brought me out, and God used me, and people that know me, and it's not like I was a bad person before, but I'm not the person that I was back then.
Amen.
And I thank God for delivering me. So I don't know. You know, that is my testimony. When I trusted God to do it, God did it for me. It was times when I was, and my family's heard the testimony where I wasn't feeling well. I didn't have the money to, I went to the doctor. You know, you have these little clinics that you can go to and you can pay, I think, about $45 or whatever your income is.
Mm-hmm.
And then they give you a prescription, and the prescription is high. It's like $400 or $500. I'm trying to see if I can get one or two pills, and I just trusted God with, you know, what was going on. My blood pressure was up. I didn't understand what's going on with my blood pressure. God gave me divine directions and instruction, and if I tell you my blood pressure was as good as if I was a 12-year-old in the liver, and I just trusted God with it. You know, God said, and I had to stand on the word. God, you said, God, you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the Lord who heals. Lord, heal me. Heal me, oh, Father God. You know, and I was healed. And delivered. So I thank God. And God was using me mighty for so many people. You know, I would walk in places and God would give me that word for that person I didn't even know in different stores. And it's what they needed, you know, at the time. And that is my testimony, you know, with God using me, allow God to use me.
Amen.
And keep me from where I was from, being Deeper Matt, to being Tawanika Manning today, Pastor Manning, Prophetess Tawanika Manning today. And I just thank God, if it was not for God, I couldn't do it by myself. I couldn't be here, you know, strengthened by myself to be able to walk in it and talk in it. So we thank God. We thank God.
Thank you, Father.
You know, it's many people out there that, you know. Yes. I believe that this Bible said it's just a day of rejoicing, you know, what God has done for us and our testimony on today, you know, because if it wasn't for God, and I say that, you know, we go through things and we may get upset, but when we look back over our life and we just thank God for life, health, and strength and where we've been and where we were, it doesn't matter if you just decided, you know what, I'm going to turn my life around and I'm going to give it over to God. I'm not going to drink no more. I'm not going to smoke no more. I'm not going to fornicate. I'm not going to commit adultery, whatever it is, and say, you know, I was that person. Oh, if you call me about some money, I don't care what I have to do. I'm gonna get that money. If we was that person, that's a testimony. You know, if every day I got up, I had to have something to smoke, or every day I got up, you know, I was looking for the next, you know, trying to be in somebody's business and mess, and I'm looking for, because some people are like that. They're looking for drama. They're looking for mess.
Amen.
That's what they do every day. Some people are career criminals. So every day they're looking for something. They have a criminal mind. But to be delivered from that, to tell you, yes, every day I'm trying to figure out a way out of getting your house and steal your stuff. I'm trying to figure out a way to get in your life and rob you. The Bible tells us that the thief come and not but to kill, steal, and destroy. And then somebody testified, I used to be that thief. I used to be the one to do that. That was you. I used to rob and kill and steal. I was that one. What?
Hallelujah.
So we thank God for our testimony.
Thank God.
That when you trust God and go back in and say, the doctor's already done, and the doctor said, you look at you like, no, ma'am, and you said, doctor's already done in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and then you walk out of there and the doctor said, you're right, it's already done. You know, and you like,
When
you tell somebody, when I decree it and I declare it in the name of Jesus Christ, it was done. You know, that's a testimony. That's a testimony right there.
Well, I guess I got
that
testimony then. All
right.
Go ahead, Sister Maggie.
Yeah, because I used to think Walmart owed me something, right?
It's Walmart.
All the money that I spend in Walmart every week or whatever. So I'd be like, you know what? They owe me something. So I go to Walmart. I might take a piece of gum, I might take me a towel, I might take a rug, whatever it was I would take.
Hallelujah.
Now I go to Walmart, I'm in the I cannot do it no more because I know it was wrong to do. And it scares me to even think about taking anything anymore.
Amen, amen.
My Lord.
Amen.
That ain't nobody but God. You know,
that ain't nobody but God. Yeah, amen.
And you'd be amazed if somebody's saying the same thing that they feel like Walmart or some store owed them something, so they going to get what they going to get. And that's a testimony, Zandy. You said, now that I've received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, my life has changed. I don't do that no more. That's a testimony. Because it's somebody that does the same thing, and they're saying, wait a minute. It makes them look at themselves and say, wait a minute. I don't want
to
do that either.
That happened to me.
I want to be delivered from that.
Amen.
Can I say one more thing?
On top of that, I had something that I took from Walmart, and I had to take it back.
Take it back. Look at God. We thank God for your testimony. I think my mama, you about to bust. He's just about to take off. I can hear it. Go
I'm
ahead,
about
mama.
To take off. I'm not. Piggyback off of Cheryl.
It's scary for me to even. But let me tell you this. The other night we was over at Misha's house, and Misha said, "You want some soap?" And I started thinking. I had to go to my Bible and open up my Bible about drinking a beer. That's how afraid I was to even drink a beer. I had to go read the Bible.
You packing a Bible these days, huh, Sharon?
Every day.
Mama, do you remember that testimony? Do you remember the word that went forward about sharing that I got for her that she would be packing the Bible? Okay, I just wanted to bring it back.
Amen.
Okay, Mama,
amen.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, y'all. This is my mom. I'm calling by their name. Sister Matthew is Sharon Megan. That's my aunt. And then Sister Dillard is my mother. So sometimes I mean, let me stay professional. Sister Dillard, go ahead.
I was picking back up what Sharon said, and I told you two before, you know, like you would order stuff, and this is me. I would order stuff from the store, even Walmart, anywhere, and I would act like I didn't get it. Call them back and tell them I didn't get it, so they'd send me two. So just recently, I know this ain't no but God, he has changed it. I ordered some socks, and they delivered my socks to somebody else's house. Instead of me telling them, okay, I called them and they told them, so they're going to pay me for them. So I called the dealer who I got the stuff from. He said he'll take care. 3 days later, my package on on Daphne Street at 3826. The lady called me. But if I would have been in my old ways, I would have had them clocks plus the money that they gave me. So I know I have done a whole bunch of change because I was so good at having two for one. So
Big
Bang out here, I have changed.
Hallelujah.
I don't do that no more. I'm going to pay for it. And God,
hallelujah.
With me.
Whatever he say he's going to do because he don't lie.
Amen.
No more stealing.
No more stealing.
I'm a giver. I've been giving.
Amen. Giving. So we thank God for the testimonies on tonight and just understanding what the word of God says about our testimony and how important it is, even just for us, giving our testimony in the right setting and making sure, because sometimes we give it too soon, we can hurt somebody, but making sure that, we're amongst the right people to deliver that testimony that will help that person, help that believer. So we thank God for each and every one of you all for testimony on today. Hallelujah. Some of us have dealt with drugs and alcohol and was addicted to it and found a Savior who helped us to break free from that. So, yeah, as I said, were you severely depressed and found a Savior who gave you hope to continue onward? A lot of us are dealing with or have dealt with depression, so then you get in trouble with the law and then realize just how much you had messed your life up. Did you miss out on some seemingly wonderful opportunity? But then you realize that things would work out okay anyway because there is God that loves you. You know, at some point we realized that our lives wasn't working out so well when we were running into on our own and we needed help. So Amen. People can usually run their lives okay when things are going well, but when the inevitable problems happen, we need help to see another perspective. So your testimony may have been extreme and radical like some of us, or it may have been a calm professional or a true belief. But both testimonies depict God's love for us and mercy, because all, both loud and quiet sinners, have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
Yeah.
So understanding that, you know, our testimony, God's word tells us to share our hope as a believer. Our testimony brings hope. It's our hope. Another reason to share our testimony is because God tells us to. When we look at 1 Peter 3:15-16, you all, we're going to go to 1 Peter 3:15-16. We have about 10 minutes before we wrap up here in Bible study on this line. That's at 1 Peter 3:15-16. And I want to thank God for my husband who got me a new phone. Can y'all hear me good today?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Got me
Glory.
A new phone yesterday.
Mother got me one.
Nah.
1 Peter 3:15.
Yeah.
No phone. I want one.
Yeah, we got you. We got pretty tired of the dead calls and the silence, so we can hear you pretty good.
Yeah, the phone would ring.
We love
all
you.
Kind of stuff.
Oh, we love you. Phone wouldn't ring. Can't receive phone calls or nothing. Yeah, we love you.
Amen. Amen. We thank God. We thank God. So the Bible tells us in 1 Peter 3, you all, verse 15-16, it says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that when they defame you as evildoers, those who rival your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed." So this verse reminds us to worship Christ as Lord of our life, and if someone asks about our hope as a believer, always be ready to explain it in a gentle and respectful way, as we are giving our testimony right now today, you all. So when we look at these scriptures here, some Christians believe that faith is a personal matter that should be kept to oneself, but it is true that we shouldn't be boisterous or obnoxious in sharing our faith, but we should always be ready to give an answer gently and respectfully when asked about our faith and our lifestyle or our Christian perspective. So can others see your hope in Christ, or are you prepared to tell them what Christ has done in your life? So you may not be able to keep people from slandering you, but you can at least stop supplying them with ammunition. So as long as you do what is right, their accusations will be empty and will only embarrass them. So keep your conduct above criticism, because a lot of times, you know, we get saved and God is working in us, and sometimes we're supposed to about, you know, how good we are, and, you know, I don't do that no more, and look at you, you know, we shouldn't be doing that. We give our testimony.
Hallelujah.
And we are to, you know, so we should be gentle and respectful to all, and, you know, and kind with it, you know, when we give our testimony, not to boast about, you know, how good you are now, because, you know, we look about how you used to be. So our testimony is not for us to boast into somebody's face and brag about, oh, how good we are right now and cleaned up we are, but to help them in gentleness and give them a testimony and say, hey, God did it for me, God can do it for you, God healed me, he can heal you too. And don't say, well, the reason why you ain't healed is because you this, this, and that. No, no, no. That's not what we're supposed to do. You know, we're supposed to help them. Our testimony is to help and to bring others in.
That's right.
And not to push them away. So we think about people love to hear stories, both believers and unbelievers. A lot of us like a good story. You know, we want to hear that. You know, we're looking to hear that somebody been through. We're looking for somebody that, even if you get online and try to find out if somebody had the same experience or the same pain or the same hurt, you know, we look to hear testimonies. We get online to find out what other people have experienced. So a testimony is a story, and we all love stories. So we go to the, you know, we even go to the movies, and we can see ourselves in the movies. You know what I'm saying? That's us. Or watch television, and we would read books and hear about great stories, which are testimonies. So stories can give us experience to emulate, so they can show us people to relate to and root for. So they also give us the opportunity to see from another person's point of view as well. So we long to see, you know, even I watched this show, my husband was like, you are fixated on this, and I normally don't even watch TV, but this what is that called, a series, and I'm trying, it's almost over with y'all, I'm about to get off of it, and my husband was like, you need to get off of that, and normally I'm not. So
So, you know, we know to see superheroes, and this story is what Black Lightning, and they have these heroes. So I'm almost finished with it, I'm getting off. I'm not about to get attached to nothing else, but I don't know why I started watching that. But we long to see superheroes saving people, so we enjoy seeing two people find each other, you know, and fall in love. We love watching romantic stories. I like romantic comedy. So we watch people go to other countries, and we have different experiences. Mm-hmm. So we even find it interesting to see someone's adventures, you know, in space or any other planet. So, yes, stories help us to see beyond our own little world or perspective. So when we give testimony, we give people hope. We give people hope.
Yes,
that's so it helps remove fear and gives courage.
Yes.
When you find out that somebody went through, just hearing Miss Connie's testimony, you know, that,
amen,
you know, she went in, they saw one thing and went back and it wasn't there. That helps us that are going through, or somebody going through the same thing, to have hope and say, well, you know what, if God can do it for us, because we know it wasn't nothing but God. To hear Sister Dennis say, you know, just in March, or I couldn't even walk, I couldn't even drive, somebody had to be here with me. You know, I could, you know, I was weak.
Mm-hmm.
I could, you know, and to hear that she's driving around and she had other people I was cleaning up, you know, and they could not find out what, you know, what's going on with me, and they was giving me all this and that, but God, all I had to do is trust in God, and God did it for me. Even what was like a couple years ago for you, Sister Dealer, when you was like, you didn't look like yourself, and you didn't know what was going on, and God sent me, and I said, no, you're going to be fine, and you came out of that, and just as strong and ready again. And so just telling people, you know, God did this for me, and he can do it for you, and they looking at you like, wow. You know, the kids see somebody that they told, they gave him, you know, they told him that they would not be able to walk again, or your child is not going, your child not going to make it, you might as well give up. And you look at somebody going through the same thing that you're going through, and then here you come and give them your testimony, and people call you and say, can you tell them your story?
Yes, I can.
And so that's why our testimony is so important, and that we, you know, that we give our testimony so that we can help each other as a body of Christ. You all, I hope that I hope this Bible study was good for everyone, like it was for me.
It was
keep your initial salvation testimony alive in your mind, you all. The more we tell our story of our initial meeting with Christ, the more we keep the first love feeling alive. Revelation 2 tells us that it is possible for us to do good work, have patience, endurance, not tolerate evil, and even suffer for our faith in Christ, and yet still be missing something that if we've lost our first love. So the love of Christ should be our motive for doing good, for doing good works, and pressing on in faith, speaking often about our salvation experience keeps the first love feeling alive. So remember when you first really love God, and why? Why? So be delivered more. You know, you should deliver more testimonies that God continues to do his work in you. You should be telling someone, as God teaches me and teaching you more and more, we will gain other testimony besides our initial salvation one. So as we apply God's truth to our life, we will have many more testimonies about him. So the testimony that God's way really is the way, you all. So God is working within me and you and every believer every day, and slowly changing us to be more like him in the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So our fully testimony doesn't end until we exit this earthly life, so we can desire to share it with other people at every single way that we see God active in our life. The Apostle Paul reiterates this in Philippians 1:12, when he sees that he wants you to know that everything that has happened to him has helped him to spread the good news. Again, that's Philippians, you all. Y'all can write that down and go back to it as we close up here. Philippians 1:12. Anyone? So our testimony glorifies God. Our testimony shows that God is greater than our story or our experiences, everyone.
Yeah.
It is not really about us. It's all about God and him working in us.
And
sharing our testimony is sharing the gospel, because we are sharing a story of God's hope. Here is a warning, though. Make sure that your testimony is more than just a story about a changed life. Yes, your life did change for the better, but a person can get a changed life from a personal trainer and a dietitian. You know, changing your diet and workout. So even an unbeliever can have a story about a time when they arrived at a destination despite obstacles. So a Christian testimony is focused on a person that
interrupted our selfish rebellion. So a light that helped us to see the error of our ways. A testimony is not a Christian testimony unless it includes repentance and a desire to work for God and see things His way for the rest of our lives. So this is what glorifies God and makes Him smile. So some of the best testimonies involve singing and trusting God, even when you're in the midst of trials and tribulation and troubled circumstances or whatever it may be at the time. So try singing in the night. Christian church, me, I'm always singing. My husband has to tell me, okay, you still singing. I have a song in me all day long. It's always going. It's like that record playing over and over. I always have that song in me. So share God's story freely, openly, and as often as possible. Y'all feel free to leave your to give your story to someone, your testimony, that you may help them today. Amen. So we thank God for everyone as we wrap up Bible study. Is there any comments or questions about the Bible study tonight about testimonies?
I do have
one.
Amen.
Go ahead, Pastor Vanna.
Amen. I do have one. I thank God for the lesson that went forth tonight. I think for Revelations 12, you know, there is a very powerful scripture that's in there that you read it. And it was verse 10, being an accuser of the brethren. He said that's what Satan comes to do, to tell God all about you all day and night. See, we have to realize that when these things go on in our life, when we begin to think of the things that we used to do. I heard someone say they got deliverance from something that they used to do. See, when you get your deliverance, that's what Satan's job, that's what he's a master at, keep on trying to remind you who you used to be or what you used to do to get you in that place where, okay, I used to be delivered, but see, now you ain't delivered no more because, see, now you're still doing that same thing. Or you used to be healed, but you ain't healed no more because see, now something else will pop up, being an accuser of the brethren. And I thank God. I thank God for this scripture. I thank God for Revelations chapter 12 and verses 10. And let us not be that accuser of the brethren. Let us not be. We don't know what God is doing in someone's life or what God has already done in their life.
It's true. Amen. Y'all, God bless you all. We want to extend our invitation to anyone that doesn't have a church home at this time. We'd like to invite you to be part of our church at the Gospel Public Ministries. We're not in the building until next year. We'll be in the building, but right now, as you understand, we are the church, so the church is still open. And I understand as a church family, we're here to help one another. So if there is a need, you all, it may not be a financial need or whatever the need may be, please feel free to give us a call. Me and my husband, that's what we're here for. God has blessed us to be a blessing. So we definitely want to make sure that we're taking care of home first. You know, we do go out and feed the homeless, but if there's anyone in need in our home, in our family, which is our church family, we want to make sure that we're taking care of what's within within our family, our church family as well, before we go out to the streets. Amen. So we thank God for you. I thank God for my husband, my mom, and everyone that's here tonight in Bible study. You could be somewhere else, but you're supposed to be here. So I ask God in the name of Jesus Christ to bless you and keep you and strengthen you and protect you during this time. May His angels be encamped around you, protecting you from all hurt, harm, and danger, dangers of this world. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that we receive from Jesus Christ the victory over all disease, afflictions, infirmities, hindrances, persecutions, torments, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way now or in the future. We claim victory right now and deliverance from all demonic spirits, curses, hexes, vexes, enchantments, witchcraft prayers, psychic prayers, spells. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father God, that Jesus Christ is victorious through the power of His might against all the wiles of the devil, against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. We claim our victory right now in faith and through our salvation in the shed blood of all these things right now. We decree and declare Psalm 91 over through and about us and our lives and our loved ones. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare according to Joel 22, verse 27 and 28, that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ in His holy name. And we seal this blood, this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that protects us, heals us, justifies, sanctifies us, delivers, and makes all things new. We decree and declare in Jesus Christ's mighty name that we are delivered and set free, O God, and it's because of you that we are the righteousness of God. Oh Lord, we bless your name, O God. Lord, we ask that you go before us, preparing the way on tonight. Bless us in the city and in the field, O God. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. It's in Jesus' name that we pray and come together. To God be the glory.
And we all say amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
God bless
amen.
You all.
Amen.
We are back here tomorrow night on the Preacher and the Pastor Show, live at 8 p.m. Sunday service is at 2 p.m. here at 845-277-9213. God bless you all. You all have a good night. We love you. And ain't nothing you can do about it.
Amen.
We love you. Love you, guys.
Yeah.
Y'all take care.
Amen.
Be free. Be free. Thank y'all for your testimony. And help me. God bless you.
Okay. Come on, put your hands together.